Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's been 10 years in the making, but a recently completed UK forestry research project has re-examined BMPs, or best management practices, appropriate for timber harvest.
It was a long project, but necessarily so. And we ran it basically from 2004 to 2014, and we harvested watersheds, or areas in the forest, using different techniques to protect water quality. And it takes a while to do that research and look at the effects, both short-term while the harvesting was going on and then for several years after.
Jeff Stringer with UK Forestry says their department has been a partner with the Kentucky Ag Water Quality Authority, established in 1994, to set up guidelines for water and resource protection during forestry activities.
The research pointed to some strengths that we had in our current regulations for timber harvesting and water quality. We were doing some things right, basically. It also showed us some places where we could improve. And those areas of improvement, of course, were then looked over by the board, governor-appointed board that oversees this, and changes were made in the requirements to further protect water quality.
Other members of the research team included a U.S. hydrologist and an aquatic biologist from Western Kentucky University. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Get special pricing on kids' tickets all three nights at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo.
Kentucky is one of the nation's leading hardwood timber producers, with logging operations in every county and some 90,000 streams and rivers. UK's Jeff Stringer says Ag Water Quality Act BMP guidelines are aimed at keeping those streams clean and the industry thriving.
And this study was put in specifically to test those requirements to make sure they were appropriate, and if any changes need to be made, we could make them, and that's what we're in the process of doing now.
Stringer also works with the state's Master Logger Industry Education Program, and these new BMPs will be a part of the lesson plan this fall. He notes in some areas, loggers will have more latitude. In others, procedures are very specific.
The new BMPs will allow loggers more discretion in those areas while focusing the effort and the money in the areas that are really going to impact water quality.
The revised best management practices will go into effect the first of the year. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.